The Beat Podcast is brought to you by Nutritia and is designed for healthcare professionals only.
Hello and welcome to this podcast where we're going to discuss how healthcare professionals can work towards NHS net zero goals by reducing giving set use in paediatric home tube feeding. My name is Katie Sharp and I work in the South Yorkshire and Derbyshire area managing enteral feeding contracts. One of those contracts includes Sheffield Children's Hospital. The home enteral feeding team at Sheffield Children's Hospital have worked very hard over the last couple of years to reduce the use of single-use plastics for their Nutritia Homeward tube feeding patients. They started their sustainability journey a couple of years ago, moving home tube feeding patients from single-use containers onto reusable bottles. And the latest step, and the one which we're going to discuss today, is how they have moved their paediatric patients from multiple giving sets each day to just one giving set per day. I'd like to introduce Marie Watson. Marie is the lead paediatric home enteral tube feeding dietitian based at Sheffield Children's. Marie has worked in this role for 14 years and has told me that she absolutely loves her job, especially the variety. In her role, she meets lots of different families. She works with nursing teams and schools across Sheffield and tries to make tube feeding easier for all. Okay, Marie, so let's kick off with the first question. So I'm really, really interested to understand, why did you decide to take on the project?
Well, thank you, Katie. Yeah, so a couple of years ago, as you mentioned in the intro, we took on the project of changing from single-use containers over to SteriFeed bottles, and it was really successful in Sheffield. So when we presented with some new data from Nutritia regarding usability, we discussed it as a department, the new data, and I contacted Nutritia and we went from there.
Fab, thanks Marie. So you talked around, obviously you discussed it as a department, you contacted Nutritia. So can we just look a little bit more in depth at what the discussion looked like with that?
Yeah, thank you, Katie. So yeah, what we looked at first of all, to start off with, we requested obviously the data from Nutritia regarding our patients' giving set usage. And from that point, once we received that information, I then presented that to our Department of Dietitians, who, and each specialist dietitian had their own selection of patients on that database. We then worked our way through, we requested that each specialist dietitian work their way through each patient, and if they felt that it was appropriate for their patients to move over to the new practice. So those children that were either had those social concerns, immunosuppressed, JEG-fed, or were under 1 year, they were removed out of the database and they weren't going to be using the new practice. And then those patients that it was agreed from every dietitian that were going to move over, we then sent that information back to Nutritia, who then looked at compiling the list. And we then, from that point, we got all the data, which patients that we were going to move forward with. I then sat down with, obviously, the clinical nurse manager and our nutrition nurses, and we constructed a letter. And the letter was to go out to patients who would opt out if they felt that they didn't want to use this new practice. And we agreed that that would go out to all the patients on the database. From that point, it was, I think, a lot of work from Nutritia that then got the packs together with the letter and the pictorial guide, and they went out to all the patients that had been selected. We allowed about a 2 month period for them to opt out. And then from that point, Nutritia kindly agreed that they would then do the whole of the change of veggies for all of those patients, moving them from, say, they were on 56 giving sets per month to 30. And that was our guidance, that they would have 30 per month. Even though it was a 28-day rolling cycle, we said they'd have two spare. So they would get a 30, and if 30 was in a box, so it felt quite practical that they would receive 30 per month. So Nutritia moved all those over for us. So all patients had a change of veg made by Nutritia. And then after 2 months on the new delivery, that was rolled out. And during the process, our nutrition nurses went out to all our respite centres, special schools, nursing teams, and advised them on the new practice, gave them all the pictorial guides, and actually went through it all with them. Any patient that rang that had a concern, our nutritionists went out to home and went through it with them. We did select a few patients from the database that we felt would benefit from additional support. So those that there was a language barrier or a learning need, our nutritionists went out to those homes with the letter to offer additional support. But then after the two-month process, then we moved everybody over. And it was really successful, and it feels like quite a seamless process.
Thanks, Marie. So we've touched on the first steps taken. It would be good to know how long did the project actually take, from the decision being made up to the patient letter being sent?
From start to finish, it took a total of 6 months, with the majority of the time working through the caseload and seeing which patient it was appropriate to move over to the new guidance.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. I suppose what I'm really, really interested to know is, and I'm sure many of the people listening will be interested to know, would be what feedback did you get from the patients that obviously after receiving the letter?
So what we did with the letter was an opt-out letter that we'd agreed with Nutritia, and as a team, we agreed that it was better to do the opt-out. So if parents were concerned, they would ring and they could opt out of the new guidance. But we actually found we only had, out the whole caseload of 200 to 300 patients, only two patients opted out. So these patients had numerous care settings, and it was felt that because of having more than three care settings over a month, parents felt they were able to follow the guidance safely.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Out of all of those patients, that actually two only opted out. Did the parents feedback any benefits of moving from kind of previous number of giving sets over to the one per day?
The feedback was absolutely amazing. Parents, we even found some parents were actually following that practice anyway because of their concerns regarding their plastic usage. But we found that they were able to, the storage capacity that they had was limited, so they found they've now got more space. Parents felt better about themselves, that they weren't wasting so much plastic. And they just felt reassured that they were doing a little bit for the environment and the community and the plastic usage and the recycling. So parents themselves felt a lot better about it. I think it was mainly the feedback as well from schools. They felt better about it. The special schools, they felt they were able to, they had more supplies at last, rather than having to root around for a giving set. They now were able to follow the appropriate advice and that they had stock, whereas previously didn't have an adequate stock.
Oh, that's really amazing feedback, Marie. And I think everybody's now so much more conscious, aren't they, around what we use and what we send to recycling, etc. So it's really great that you got that feedback. I'm also really interested to know about the reduction in plastic as a result of the project. Do you have any key stats around how much you reduce single-use plastic by?
So it was fed back to ourselves from Nutritia that we managed to reduce our giving set usage by 35%, which is absolutely amazing, and which we're really pleased with at Sheffield Children's. We felt that we were doing part of the bigger picture and that we're able to reduce our plastic use. It just felt made us all feel really good about it, and parents as well, and carers.
Okay, Marie, so what I would like to ask next is, were there any particular challenges that you needed to address with the project?
We had some feedback from certain families in Sheffield, and that was regarding infection risk. They highlighted they were concerned about increased risk of infection, which we went through. So these families, what we did is went through the data that was presented to us by Nutritia, and I actually sent the evidence to those. And then even on a number of parents, I actually visited myself and went through the infection risk and obviously the data and what the results were. And they seemed quite happy with that and what were the explanation of it, and felt reassured that actually it was all covered, and that why we were suggesting what we were suggesting in the pictorial guidelines would limit the risk of infection. And as well as that, we did actually have a couple of things raised from parents regarding their care teams, because a lot of our families have a large amount of carers coming into the home to support them. So we, and it was mainly the number of staff that will be used with by these care teams, and that their understanding of the guidance and the new advice on the giving set usage, and obviously their training. So what we did find is we had, I think in particular, a couple of patients that used the same care team that were constantly throwing the giving set away after use. So they were finding that they felt that it would be difficult to implement, but actually by us, our nutrition nurses going out to these care agencies and offering the training on a number of occasions to make sure they managed to capture all the care staff and every member of staff, even when new starters, or obviously because the turnover is quite high, our nutrition nurses went in and offered the training on a regular basis to ensure that we captured everybody.
Thank you, Marie. I suppose I'm really interested to know, so the patients who did have concerns over infection control, has there been any feedback? Because obviously you rolled this project out, oh goodness, a fair few months ago now, was it 8 months ago? So I'm just interested to know, has there been any feedback from those particular families?
I think their concerns initially regarding infection risk have come, unfortunately, have come to nothing. So actually, we've ensured it's safe practice. We've ensured we're following the guidance of the data. And actually, there's been no increased risk of infection. We've had no concerns regarding these families. And they feel really reassured that actually it is appropriate, it is safe.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really good. I suppose that it begs the question, doesn't it, Marie? You've got all this brilliant feedback and you've done so much kind of for the sustainability cause, etc. What's kind of next on the radar? Is there anything that's next when you're looking at kind of the sustainability and green plans, etc.?
Well, I think the trust as a whole, Katie, is just working with the sustainability and moving forward with reducing our plastic use. I think with me working in the community, I think we've been ideally looking at our syringe usage. That would be one of our next things, because we feel like we've done the Steri-Feed bottle project, now we've done the giving set project. So ideally we'd like to move to our syringe usage. In the hospital, talking to the acute team, I think we haven't been able to obviously roll out the giving set project within the acute setting due to obviously other risks associated with the practice on the wards. And I think the acute dietitians would like to roll this out as well, but obviously with the limitations of the teams and the clinical need on the wards. But I just think as a community team, we'll be looking towards to get our syringe usage ideally.
I suppose the next thing I wanted to just ask is that there's many out there that probably would love to undertake something very, very similar. And probably there's a little bit of nervousness about it because of, I don't know, perceived workload or what that might be. So I suppose if someone else was to kind of undertake a similar project, what are the kind of main pieces of advice that you'd give to them?
It was a big consideration when we first looked at doing the project. We felt, have we got capacity? Are we able to do this? But what we did feel is, it was very much supported by nutrition, supported by our nutrition nurses, which were absolutely outstanding. We wouldn't have been able to carry out the project without them. It's just go for it. It was we were fully supported by nutrition. They were able to get the information from the databases. They helped us with the letters. They helped us with posting the letters out. They helped with the training of our special schools, as respite centres and nursing teams. So our main thing as a dietetic department, we just needed to see which patients it was appropriate for, signpost nutrition to those patients, and actually just coordinate more so than actually doing anything practical. That was more based on nutrition nurses that just went with it. And it was just absolutely outstanding, and it was rolled out without any issues.
Thanks, Marie. It's really reassuring, is it, from others that actually you're saying there was no issues, and actually the feedback from patients was really great as well. So that's brilliant. So I guess just going on to my last question, Marie, is there anything else that you feel you wanted to share today?
I think the difficulty is feeling as dietitians on our workloads and our capacity. And it feels like it's another thing that you'll be looking at that does that need to be done? But actually, we felt as a department and as a home mental feed team at Sheffield Children's, this is really it's beneficial across the board. It's been beneficial to our patients, it's beneficial to the environment, the sustainability for the hospital. It's just, even if people feel a bit nervous about starting this project, I really feel it's one that's worthwhile for everybody involved.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Marie. Thank you for sharing all of that. And it's been a real pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Katie.
To keep up to date with future episodes of the Beat podcast from Nutritia, make sure you subscribe on whichever platform you listen to your podcasts on. For more updates on the show, as well as lots of other educational content from Nutritia, sign up to our newsletter at www.nutritia.co.uk. We'll be right back.